escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this is just as dangerous as texting and driving, so be careful out there. And it's not listening to the Hawk and Tom Show because you're laughing so hard and you're like, you have to pull over because we're so funny.
We knew that. I'm guessing drunk driving.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
It's not about that.
Putting eye drops in your eyes, because I tried that once and I held my head tilted back driving down the interstate before I realized what I was doing.
Yeah, that's not on here either.
Oh, then sleeping and driving, because I've done that and hit here. A bridge.
Mm-mm, no. And it's not putting on your makeup, ladies, while driving.
Yes, it is. No. Those little mascara wands are sharp.
Poking your eye. It's actually driving around with your dog.
Really?
It is distracting because drivers are trying to pet their dogs sometimes in the back or something. Also, feeding their dogs treats is another problem while they're driving.
It's distracting for me if you have your dog in your car because I want to look at it.
Uh-huh. And that head's hanging out, the tongue's lapping. You know, there's
like
so many
that.
Great pictures of like it was the Shih Tzu that's got the long hair. And it looks like a girl because it's like her hair is like blowing in the wind and it's so long with her hair out the window.
Now, I take issue with this. I think it depends on what you do whenever you're taking your dog with you. Because we take trips to my parents in Florida, but the dog is strapped in with a little not seat belt, but it's like a snap that goes on his collar and it goes back to the dog seat so that he can't wander around the car and he wouldn't get thrown if the car had stopped suddenly.
There's such a thing as that?
Yeah, I never had it.
I don't either.
How many times I slammed on brakes and Miss Daisy went flying into the floor?
I know, like it's like you have a traffic issue, someone stops up ahead of you, and your dog's like, gone.
I had a seatbelt for Coda, but he would still put his head between us, and he would just the whole time, and I'm like, the whole car smells like dog breath.
Yeah. Otis will be behind me, the backseat driver, going... they say barking, chasing cars and like other cars.
How do they chase the car?
I think they're excited. Like they're excited. They see another car, another dog, and they're like all of a sudden they're jumping up in the window.
Or when they're sprinting back and forth between windows.
Yes.
That cracks me up. Seeing them from this window and then they're on the other one.
Yep. Other thing that's distracting you that's not your pet is your kids.
Yep.
Your kids are a huge distraction. 1 in 3 parents say they've had a near-miss incident due to distractions from their kids in the backseat.
Trying to reach around and find that passy while you're still trying to drive, and you're like, buddy, I'm trying.
I literally watched a lady back into my car once as she was backing out of the park. And whenever I went over there, she's like, I'm sorry, my kids were distracting me. I'm like, you're in a parking lot just backing up, and she just backed straight into my car.
Yeah. Also, the kids are arguing about whatever, you know. You're on my side, all that stuff.
Stop touching me.
You're looking at me.
Oh my gosh, you're breathing my air.
They also say endless amount of questions the kids are asking while they're in the backseat. Well, that's that. And then there's all kinds of
when I'm with friends and we're traveling.
Look at the GPS. Okay, it shows you how many more miles we got or how much more time we got. And then 35% admit to taking their eyes off the road after a child is trying to get out of their like seatbelt or car seat. It's like, you know, the kid's trying to wiggle around and get out of there because it's restricting back there. And then here's how we try to resolve the distractions. We give them snacks. That's top answer. It's like, I'm going to give you a snack. That'll quieten you down a little bit. You can do that with other adults, too, in the car. They're getting on your nerves and talking a lot.
Wait, were you talking about the pets or the kids?
I'm talking about both.
Okay.
Yeah. You got the little pup cup that you can get at Starbucks for your, you know, doggies.
Yeah, but you got to hold it for them.
And you
they don't have thumbs. They can't hold it. So then you're reaching back. Yeah.
Buy an $8 coffee first, too.
Yeah, that's true. I give a pup cup to my kid when he's younger.
They didn't know.
That's an unusual looking dog. Blasting music. They'll just turn up the music. 57% of the parents said that's how they stop the loud noise.
Same thing with the loud noises my car makes.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't hear it over Taylor.
But you start, you know, you crank up the music. That gets everybody's distraction.
Yeah.
Or that distracts everybody.
Because
they
want to
sing?
Yes.
Is that it? They wanted to sing? Or, I mean, how would that
just drowns
stop?
It out.
Okay. So they're still arguing in the back.
Sure.
Okay. I didn't understand that one. Handing over their cell phones or tablets, offering rewards and other ways that parents say that they will actually get their kids to quiet down.
I can't believe that cell phones or tablets isn't second on that list. That's right up there with snacks. In fact, it might be better than snacks.
I agree. So 52% of parents feel anxious about taking kids on long journeys due to all the distractions and all the noise. And 49% of parents have actually canceled plans because they didn't want to deal with the stress of the bored kid in the backseat. 52%. That's half the parents out there.
I mean, have you seen some of the kids? It depends on the kids.
Yeah, my grandma always had fake nails, and she'd reach back and pinch the snot out of you.
Oh, wow.
So we were really good when she drove.
That's good.
Or we crawled to the very back where she couldn't reach us.
Well, most of the time, my granny didn't even know we were in the back seat. So I guess in conclusion, we can all agree that kids and pets should be banned from all vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
How often do you think you drop your phone every year? I say the average is about 10 times a year, so just a little less than once a month.
Oh, God, twice yesterday.
That's way low.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, they say it can drop into rather uncomfortable situations, too. I know every time I walk over one of those grates in the parking lot, I'm like, this looks like a phone catcher, you know, or something you would drop your keys in.
Or if I'm at a hotel or looking off a balcony.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to take a picture. You should see I grip my phone so hard as I lean over the edge.
Yes.
How about you're in the bathtub?
What?
In the bathtub. You're holding your phone very hard that way, too.
Oh, I thought you were taking a picture. Because that's what Kato was saying.
No.
I'm like, dude.
No, but yes, I've done a bathtub thing.
I'm not taking any pictures in my bathtub. That's
good.
Just weird.
Good.
Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of people buy the insurance, and for some people, it's probably a good idea. They say if it breaks, we're devastated. One out of three people said they actually cried because their phone broke.
Oh, gosh.
It's expensive.
Yes.
But also, it's a big hassle to get it fixed.
Yes.
Phones aren't so bad anymore, though, because if you have to replace it, you just get it and then get the cloud to download it, and your new phone's exactly like your old one.
But still, you have to load into everything, sign into everything.
Mm-hmm. All your passwords.
And you drop in his face down, and you're like, please, Lord, I don't ask for much.
Right.
Don't let this screen be cracked.
But I'm thankful for those screen protectors. They've got some good ones out there.
Yep. Yeah. I got one right now, and it's got a very small crack on it, which I'm thinking good because at least the screen didn't get the small crack. It's just this little $10 or $15 protector.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they asked people if you would dive into your pool fully clothed at a wedding to save your phone, and 60% of people said they would do that. It seems oddly specific.
You see the videos, though. People out there fishing, they drop their phone in, and like they'll go dive in immediately. And you know that phone's gone. It's at the bottom by the time they dive in to get
maybe.
It.
Maybe. I mean, it does that little thing where it goes around back and forth, left and right. And
yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And you're diving down, trying to get it, and you're like, sit still.
That's your first instinct, though. You know, you drop it in water, you go diving in.
I'm going to be as careful as I can around water.
Yeah, but it still happens, man.
You can't horseplay around the pool anymore with someone like pushing them in the pool because most likely they got their cell phone. I did that to one time and it was not good.
Oh, no, you'd be buying me a new cell phone.
Yeah, I did.
Well, nowadays, a lot of the phones could handle a pool. They might not be able to handle an ocean drop, but they can handle the pool and be okay.
You have to bring that up, don't you?
Yeah, what's the percentage of people that have a like waterproof phone?
A lot. That's what the new Samsungs and the new iPhones are both waterproof up to like 15 or 30 feet or something.
They need to come with little life jackets.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like it just goes poof right when it hits water.
Or, yeah, you know, it's like a little raft.
You drop it and it's got like a little bungee cord like to your wrist or something, or like
doing.
Maybe an app that just bounces it right back up to you. Mm-hmm. It's an otter box. It's bounce proof. That would just bounce right back up.
Yeah, they call them otter box, but they don't even float.
Yeah, that's right.
But they do make the straps you can put on there and put it around your wrist.
Well, yeah.
And even the plastic things you can wear it around your neck, and it's water. Like you can take pictures and stuff underwater.
I've got one.
That's right. Like a leash for your dog or something. The guys that's got the chain wallet. You don't want that on your cell phone.
But the thing I've got, it's clear, and you slide it in there and zip it up, and it's waterproof and sand at the beach. You know how sand gets
sand
all
will ruin
cracks
your phone.
Of your phone.
Yeah. Well, they asked if you would climb into a dumpster to save your phone.
Yes,
that was an overwhelming yes. Mm-hmm. They also asked if they would reach down into a porta potty at a music festival to save their phone.
Nah.
54% said yes. I think I would. I'm like, let's get that Lysol out.
Well, you know, based on what I've seen, it's probably going to sit that right there on top anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to go down.
But you think the sand is hard to get out?
Oh, man.
See, and yet again, that's one of the when I'm putting myself into that position, I've already got my phone secure in my front pocket.
Yeah.
I had a friend, at least two phones she's lost in a toilet because it's been in her back pocket, and she's gone to use the restroom, and of course, the phone falls right out into the toilet. At least twice that's happened to her.
Yeah, once is okay, but twice is kind of like, hello.
You know what? They need to have like one of those retractable chains that you could just make it into a necklace and just put it over your head.
You just complained about that with the clear plastic thing.
I know, but what?
That's what the clear plastic thing goes around your neck and it hangs down on your chest.
I complained about that.
Yeah, you did. You were like, that's like having to have a thing around your wallet.
Well, that's the chain thing. But like if it was a necklace, that's different. That's like that bling at that point.
The retractable, thinking about coming back up from a porta potty. Yeah. Do you want that retractable?
Well, okay.
Your
yeah.
You're like, on second thought, cut this loose.
Yeah. You're like, we're going to have to amputate.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, people have used a lot of excuses when it comes to dating. There's a lot of reasons people get out of a date, and they will make up all kinds of stories just to get out of the date. Now, they say that people will tolerate just under an hour of a bad date before making an excuse to leave. So they'll give it just about 51 minutes, and then they're like, all right, this is not happening. And they say that they can only, in just 25 minutes, they can start to tell whether there's a spark there or not.
I think sometimes earlier than that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I first look over, I'm like, oh, I'm in love.
That's how I used to be, Cato. I could fall in love at first sight. Of course, then you would get to know them and you would change your mind sometimes.
That is true. That is very true.
But if it didn't go badly, then you knew you were still in love with them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what just happened between you two.
I don't know either.
But they say that for people who decide that in the planning stages they've made a mistake, they typically will cancel 19 hours before the event. So just about a day before. And some of the excuses that they have come up with are quite amusing.
Okay.
I found some of these. I'll go with some of the worst ones first because these are what crack me up.
All right.
They have told people that they had an allergic reaction. They've actually told people they've been arrested.
Now
I
that's
can't make
extreme.
It because I got arrested. Mm.
Wow. You were my one phone call. Yeah.
You just got mugged, so the opposite of getting arrested, I guess.
That's extreme, though.
That's what I'm saying. These are really drastic measures to try to convince someone that you're not going to go on a date with them. You know, I had this happen with a girl many, many years ago. She said that she would go out with me. She said, but make it something unique and interesting, not just dinner and a movie. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, I was like, maybe we could have dinner on the roof. And I'm like, that's a stupid idea. We'll probably fall and die, you know.
A lot of pressure.
It's all the pressure. And so I eventually called her the day before and canceled. I did not make up an excuse that I was mugged.
But you doing that's just crazy. You could have come up with something.
I couldn't come up with anything.
If anybody's going to make you on like a first date or two, come up with something extreme like that. Imagine dating them for the whole relationship is going to be like, okay, up your game. We went out, we had dinner on the roof. True. Now what you going to do?
First date, we're going to rob a bank together. Let's see if you're a real ride or die.
You know
that's
what?
A good idea.
Start the bar low. That's what you do with gifts, too. You start way low.
I learned the wrong way on that one.
With kids, too.
Yep,
like with kids, for their first few Christmases, just boxes are fine.
With paper inside.
Yeah.
People have said their pet was ill. Or get this one, they accidentally already ate. Oh, I can't make it. I accidentally ate something. I forgot that we were going out.
Okay, well, you can sit at the dinner at a restaurant and eat with me and watch me eat.
Yeah.
Well, that and you'd save money. Just get like a salad.
Yeah, he's like, that's great. I didn't have that much anyway. Uh-huh. You can't find the place you're supposed to meet at. That's pretty hard to buy these days.
Yeah. Yep.
Can't find a parking space.
Now, that is believable.
Made some circles and gave up.
I've been driving around for 15 minutes and
I'm tuckered out.
It's not meant to be.
Yeah.
saying that you're stuck in traffic, so that's kind of the same thing. Oh, I just had friends or family showed up for a surprise visit. Now, if you were serious about dating this person, you would be like, hey, I got a date. So you'll have to wait.
Exactly. I'll be home.
Obviously, this is an excuse. Now, get into some of the more believable ones, saying that they have a headache or some illness come up on them, an emergency at work that they have to go to, a family member that's ill. Those are probably the most common ones, or car breaking down too.
Okay, but are you trying to get out of dating the person?
That's because what I was going to answer.
Just this one date. Oh, well.
So you still want to go out with them?
Not necessarily, but you don't want to do this one
because I think the I broke out with a rash would work, and I wouldn't want to see that person.
That's true. I've got a really contagious looking rash.
I had a sore open up.
Oh. Okay. Then they don't want to go back out with you.
Probably the case. I mean, you're not doing something this stupid if you're going to want to go out with them later. This is bailing out.
Yeah.
It's like we said, we were talking about all this topic about how people realize they don't have the chemistry. They're not made for each other. But I just thought some of those were hysterical, saying I got arrested or something.
Now, you could always change your phone number and move states.
No, I had someone do that to me, and it was real awkward when I ran into him at a bar the next weekend. I was like, I thought you moved to Spain. And he was like, oh, it's not me.
Oh, wow.
I'm someone else.
I mean, really?
I mean, if someone's committed to moving, like, they really don't want to go out with you.
Well, he wasn't. He lied.
I know.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, Hawk, my oldest son, Quinn, I'm learning a lot about the teenagers today just by parenting him.
Things have changed a little bit.
They've changed a lot, yeah. And it's some of the things they've done are pretty clever and interesting.
Yeah.
The latest thing I learned is a dating tip that they shared with me.
Oh, Radio Romeo helping us out again.
Yeah, and I want to share this with you because it's pretty clever, and I think this actually came from my daughter, Sammy, that told me. She's a year younger than he
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah.
But she was telling me what these guys are doing on dates now. There's some genius to this. You could do it as an adult.
Okay.
So whenever the guy picks the girl up for the date, he asks her, "Where do you think I'm taking you to dinner tonight?"
Oh.
Whatever she answers, he's like, "You're right. That's exactly it." That way he doesn't have to do the figure it out on himself or ask her, "Where do you want to go?"
What happens if she's like, "Bruce Chris?"
And you're like, "No, that's not it."
Try again.
Panera, how about that? So, yeah, you're right. If it's really big, then he just is like, "Nope, that's not it."
Yep, one more try.
Try again.
About 16 times later, she's like, "Applebee's?"
Yeah, he's like, "You're getting close." But yeah. I thought that was actually pretty clever.
I like it, yeah.
Because you're hopefully trying to please her
mm-hmm.
without looking like a pushover.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like, "Oh, I'll go wherever you want me to." But you're actually doing that, but still keeping your manhood.
She might catch on, though, after dinner where you're like, "Guess what movie I'm going to take you to?"
Well, yeah, you can't use it for everything, I guess. Otherwise, it would get kind of weird.
After the movie, all right, guess what we're going to do next?
She's like, "You're going to take me home."
Nope. I didn't know this was going to be like Jeopardy. What is...
nope, we're going out in the woods. That's when she's like, "No, we're not." I thought he might be a stalker or a weirdo.
Oh, are you maybe going hunting?
I was thinking he was going to like take her away into a little cabin and you know.
Tom, that's just that's not funny stuff right there.
I wasn't saying it to be funny.
Okay.
I was saying warning to people. Anyway, I thought this was a clever dating tip.
I think it's great.
And I don't know if I'll continue to get these gems or not, but I will share them from time to time.
I'm going to use that with my friends.
There you go.
And we would literally sit in my driveway, and they're like, "I'm not pulling out of here until you tell me where to go eat."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "Please don't make me decide."
Yeah, on poker night with the boys, it's a big text chain. "Hey, where are we going to eat this Friday?"
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, everybody's got their own opinion with pizza or hamburgers or spaghetti or whatever.
Now you can just say, "Guys, guess where I was thinking of us eating tonight."
But I know, but I'll get like 15 different answers.
Well, you just pick the right one.
Oh, the one that I want.
Yeah. Exactly. You're right, buddy.
Okay, yeah, Jim was right on that one. So.
All right. He wins the bet.
Because now you got at least two people on your side.
Well, how many times do you fight over where to eat?
Oh, it's like one of the biggest fights couples have.
And most of the time, I think guys are a little bit more relaxed as far as where to eat. They'll find something there. Like if you go somewhere that's got a hamburger, they're going to find something. But the girls, they can't make up their mind.
I fight with myself.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to eat. I'm already fighting on what I'm eating for lunch today.
Well, what you need to do is say, "Hey, guess where we're going to eat today, kiddo?"
Try it, see.
Where?
You might surprise yourself.
You got to ask yourself.
Maybe you can help him, Hawk.
I know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.